From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the approach to Mosul is being carried out with great caution. Iraqi troops are moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going cautiously from house to house to ensure the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby trap bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city they hold in Iraq. In the cities and villages outside the front line, some locals say they fear, as long as militants control the provincial capital, that there is nowhere in the area that is safe. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Soldiers say civilians are trapped in the battle zones, and they are fighting IS militants on the streets. The next phase of the struggle for Mosul is coming soon, and soldiers say it is expected to be long and dangerous for everyone involved.
IS techniques are suicide bombs and explosive cars, which are dangerous for everyone. But we want to liberate Mosul, and our soldiers are well trained.
As towns and villages surrounding Mosul are recaptured, a world of destruction is revealed. Shops and homes are in rubble, windows are shattered, and shell casings are scattered on the streets. The International Organization for Migration says more than 20,000 people have been displaced since the offensive began more than 2 weeks ago, and as many as a million more are expected. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Bartella, Iraq.
Iraqi officials estimate that more than a million civilians remain in the city and fears are growing for their safety. Islamic State fighters have tried to add to the city's population, and as its fighters withdrew from outlying villages, it forced some families to accompany them as human shields. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says that two of its service members died as a result of wounds they sustained during early morning counter-Taliban operations in northern Afghanistan. Later reports say that up to 70 Afghans were killed in that operation as well. The military said in a statement issued in Kabul that the service members for the United States came under fire during a train advise and assist mission with our Afghan partners to clear a Taliban position and disrupt the group's operations in Kunduz district. Two other Americans were wounded during the mission. Two trains collided early Thursday in the Pakistani port city of Karachi, killing at least 21 people. An official at Karachi's Jinnah Hospital said as many as 50 others injured in the crash had been brought there. A factory worker told the AFP news agency that an inbound train hit another train that was parked at the station. Wounded passengers on hospital beds described watching in horror as their Zakaria Express coming from the city of Multan rammed into another packed passenger train, which was parked at the station. Britain's High Court has dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday that the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision made by voters in June say they will appeal. Prime Minister Theresa May has said she'll trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty in March to begin the process of disengagement and start negotiations to end Britain's membership in the EU. The decision is a disappointment for May, and there are now questions on whether the British leader will be able to meet that deadline. Checking U.S. politics on the Hillary Clinton reveled in reliably red Arizona, seeking to pluck a Republican state away from Donald Trump in the closing days of the caustic race for the White House. Trump, meanwhile, in Florida, campaigned with rare discipline as he tries to close his gap with Clinton before the election next week.
We've got to be nice and cool, nice and cool. Right, stay on point, Donald, stay on point. No sidetracks, Donald. Nice and easy. Nice.
Hillary Clinton's campaign has been eyeing Arizona for weeks, given Trump's unpopularity with Hispanic voters. And the Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings in what had been a rain-delayed game played in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.